The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf, Mi'at Hashem, will be daf Yudalid, Perek Elu Hein Haloikin, Perek Shlishi Makis. Today's daf, we are continuing with the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva that we learned yesterday, that the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that there is a distinction between chive mises bezdin and chive krisis. That chive krisis, we will not apply the concept of kedei rishosoi, risha achas, will not apply the concept that you only get one punishment, and thereby giving him, we will give him Malkus. However, when it comes to Mises Bezdin, since Bezdin will kill him, we will apply the concept of Kedei Rishosoi Risha Achas V'yatom Mechayev Olishtei Rishoyis. Therefore, when Mises Bezdin, we will not give you Malkus, but if you Chayev Krisis, we will give you Malkus. And Rabbi Kiva explained that there is a difference between Chayev Mises and Chayev Krisis. The Chayev Krisis, Bezdin Shalmata, the Chayvi Mises Bezdin, that Bezdin Shalmata Ein Moichlin Shalahem, that when it comes to Chayvi Mises Bezdin, Tshuva will not help, you'll not be Moichl, Bezdin down here will not Moichl you if you do Tshuva. But when it comes to Chayvi Krisis, Bezdin Shalmaila Moichlinahem, Bezdin Shalmaila, Chayv Koris is Lishamayim, Bezdin Shalmaila will Moichl you and forgive you Chayv Koris, thereby allowing you, thereby being moichel you, and thereby having it only one aveira, and therefore you'll get your malchus. So the question is, we're going to talk about today, the concept, we know that ein dover oimed bifnei tshuva. We know that tshuva is the most powerful thing. It's magia av kisei akovoid. It makes you into a beri chadasha, a new type of person. You're like a tinnik, a ger shenoyla adami. You're like a tinnik shenoyla adami, a new person if you do tshuva the right way. If this is true, the power of tshuva is unlimited. Therefore, how come the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, that it comes to chayve mises bezdin, there is no way to get out of it by doing tshuva? Why isn't tshuva powerful enough to excuse me from my chayve mises bezdin? Now, I want to just take this one step further. The Noida Yehuda, in his famous tshuva in Simin Lamed Hey, ask the question, in all oinshim shebetayra, in all punishments that Bezdin Shalmata punishes you, whether it be a Chayev Malkis, whether it be a Knas, whether it be Chiv Mises Bezdin, why doesn't Tshuva exempt you? After all, Tshuva is the most powerful thing. And Noda Behuda in his Tshuva comes out and says a very fascinating answer. He says that Tshuva is in your heart. Tshuva is something that's a psychological state. It's not an action. Therefore, since it's only a psychological state, it's a emotion in your life. Therefore, Bezdin cannot distinguish if you have done tshuva or if you've not done tshuva. Bezdin can't tell. And since Bezdin can't tell if you've done tshuva or if you've not done tshuva, therefore Bezdin will administer Malkus or Mises Bezdin. Now, the interview to prove from this, someone asked the Rebbe Yehuda, who was oiva and aveira chamura, he was boil and eshet ish, how do I do tshuva? Maybe I should lay in the snow, maybe I should hurt myself and fast. So the Rebbe Yehuda says, those are all nice things, but that's not tshuva. Haraya, our question, how come tshuva doesn't pater you from onshim shel bezdin? So if it was a physical thing, tshuva, to lay in snow or to fast, people could testify if you did tshuva, therefore I exempt you from malchus. But since tshuva is a mental, physical state, therefore Bezdin cannot assess if you have done tshuva or if you have not done tshuva, and therefore he says that for someone who is boila, eshazish, the only hope is to change your mental state. Any physical deprivation will not help you, because main tshuva is shabalev. The only person that could be bochein kloyos, says the Noida Behuda, the only person to be bochein kloyos is Akash Baruch Hu. Bezdin cannot be Beichel Kloyes, no matter how witty they are. Thereby, we're not sure if he did Tshuva, and you will get Malkus. Now, I would like to ask a very fascinating question on the Noida Behuda over there in Simin Lamed Hei. And this question, I believe, is touched upon by the Gilyoni Ashat from Yosef Engel over here in our Daf, and Daf on Daf Yudalit. Rav Yosef Engel and I propose a strong question to Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda said that since we don't know if he did tshuva, therefore we give him Malkus, we don't know if he's been exempted. However, we have a concept in the Torah, Safik Daraisa Lechumra. Every time there's a doubt, if I'm doing a Isser Daraisa, I have to go to Chumra, and I cannot do the action that I'd like to do. Therefore, ask Rav Yosef Engel, that how could Beis Din administer an onish? After all, it should be at least a suffix, maybe he did tshuva. And since it is at least a suffix that he did tshuva, how could Beis Din go ahead and administer Malkus? And if you'd ask, why can't they administer Malkus mi suffix? Because we have a concept, Pen Yosef. There's an issa that Beis Din cannot administer extra Malkus. And it's an issa to hurt someone, physically brutal them, hurt them, for no clear reason. It is an Isser D'Oraisa. So Frek, Ich, and the Yosef Engel, how can we administer Malkus or own Shem Mises Bezin to any party that comes before us? Maybe they did tshuva, and the Malkus we're giving is Lo Kedin, and we're over an Isser D'Oraisa of giving Malkus Shlo Kedin. And I want to support this question with a Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Memtet. The Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Memtet says that if someone's Mekadosh Aisha, Al Menas Sha'ani Tzadik Gomer, the Kiddushin will be Chal only in the condition that I am a full-fledged Tzadik. So the Gemara says it's Kiddush Sofik, it is a marriage in doubt. Why, says the Gemara? Because Shama also Tshuva, that perhaps he did Tshuva, and the Minchas Chinuch brings a Raya in this Gemara that Tshuva is believed. You don't have to say Vidu Belpeh. We're not going to go into this right now, but nonetheless we see that someone has the ability to do tshuva mentally in a split second. And thereby, how could, just like it's Kedushei Sofik, so too we should say that we are not allowed to administer any onshim because, again, because maybe he did tshuva. The Gemara in Brochus, a new test, I'll even ask a stronger question. The Gemara says that if your Rebbe, Chas V'Sholom, does an Aveira Balaila, Al Tahara Acharov B'Yoyim. The next day, when you see your Rebbe, you should not, Chas V'Sholom, think that your Rebbe did an Aveira, because certainly he has repented from the Aveira he did last night. Talmid Chachamim, we assume an Umdin Amuchach, that any Aveira they have done, there is repentance immediately. Therefore, I ask you, if a person did a sin, and he's a Talmud Chochum, and he's a Chiv Malkus, how could we administer Malkus or any Onshim Mishas Beis Din? I, the Gemara Brachas, and Yutet says he certainly did Tshuva, and therefore any onus we give is Shaloi Kedin. So all these questions are quite strong questions on the Noida Behuda. But if we look at the Yosef Engel, he says a beautiful answer. And I'd like to go through and explain his answer correctly. He says that in the Torah, we have a concept when we have a suffix. Every time we have a suffix, we say, Ukma al cheskoso. We say any suffix, we will put the suffix on its previous status. Says of Yosef Engel, when someone did an Aveira, and it comes in front of us in Beis Din, what was his previous status? Since Yosef Engel's previous status was someone did an Aveira. You can't say now, maybe he did Tshuva and the Aveira is vanished, because we know Tshuva is very powerful. Rather, he did an Aveira, that's the Chazaka Kamaisa that he's staying with doing the Aveira, and therefore, if we do not know, we're not proven otherwise, which the Rebbe said we can prove because it's a mental state, we should only assume what we saw. We should only assume that he did the Aveira and he's staying Berish Asoi, and therefore we cannot, therefore we have the ability to minister Malkus, and it is not a suffix. Vaket, says Yosef Engel, the Chazaka that he did in the Aveira is posted and answers the suffix and says that he is an Avarian. And therefore that's the only reason we're allowed to give Malkus to people who did Aveira, says Yosef Engel, because there's a Chazaka that their Aveira remains with them. We do not proven otherwise, and that's why we give them onshim. However, when it comes to chayvei krisis, when it comes to the punishment of chayvei krisis, like Rabbi Akiva says in our Gemara, that their bezin shel maila is meichel because they can actually know our minds and they can actually be meichel. The bezin shel mata certainly cannot be meichel. That is the answer Rabbi Yosef Engel brings. Tomorrow, Shir Mitzvah will analyze this question more and give my own approach to the question that was attacked on Rabbi Yehuda.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.